You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for being with us. Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, well, yeah, it is a Tuesday. You know what that means. We'll check into my streaming corner and let you know what everyone has been checking out this week, and then we'll preview the ACC at the top of the hour. Since we're talking about streaming, how many people here have watched America's Team, the Gambler and his Cowboys? That's about Jerry and the boys. I couldn't do it.
I've seen more Jerry Jones?
Like more
no.
Jerry? Like, talking about this guy every day. Like, I know the story of the Cowboys. I feel like I'm not going to get any special insight watching something about Jerry, like the Gambler and his Cowboys. How's a gamble pay off? I mean, monetarily, yes. Amazing. Championship-wise, you're going on a three-decade drought now, so I'm not interested in more Jerry Jones after all this time. I know some people have watched it, but I'm not going to be one of them.
Yeah, no. Like, especially since I haven't really been super relevant when it comes to the playoffs in the last 20 years. Because this would have been a great docuseries in, like, 1995.
Right.
Or, like, hell, 2001, you know, if we're being generous. You know, but it's just, also, this is not a franchise that we haven't heard anything about. Like, it'd be one thing if it was some, like, random franchise that, like, I just didn't know that much about. Like, even, like, the Pacers last year. If you ask me facts about the Pacers franchise, I don't know that much. Like, I know Reggie Miller and the choke thing, and that's about it. Maybe like Victor Oladipo. Like, that's the only things that come to mind.
Right.
But like the Cowboys, I think that everything is out there that we already need to know. Like, we already know about the cheerleaders. We already know about Jerry Jones because he talks every single week. And it just feels like we already know everything. So, no, thank you, please.
The only thing that was cool about it is that my phone started blowing up over the weekend. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? And it was a bunch of my old coworkers from Austin because, you know, they had training camp, the Cowboys did, in Austin when I was there and in San Antonio when I was there. And so we covered a lot of Cowboys training camps. So there were definitely people I worked with in our sports office who were a part of that documentary, not being interviewed, but they would be walking around holding a microphone or something like that. And so that was kind of cool. Like, I was sent some still shots like, oh my God, it's Steve, or oh my God, look at this, or look, there's Kenny right there. And so that was kind of cool from a nostalgic perspective, but I already got the screenshots. Like, I'm not going to watch an entire docuseries or series on Jerry Jones to get a second or two of people I used to work with.
Right, and plus that's so niche. Like, most of us were not at Cowboys training camp. So, like, we're not going to watch. Be like, hey, I don't think I was ever in Dallas. I don't think I've ever been in the state of Texas. But maybe I'll be in the background of this. No.
So,
it doesn't feel like a great reason to watch.
Yeah, that's a no from everybody. And that's how we start our streaming corner. But let's find out what else has been keeping us busy.
What are you watching?
We enter Jenks Streaming Corner, where Jenks and Chelsea tell you what should and should not be streaming here on the Daily Tip.
What are you watching?
Oh, yeah. So, Chelsea, let's start with you. I feel so bad because I'm always going into true crime, and I feel like I just bring down the mood, which I don't want to do because it's a morning show. I want to make sure everybody's having a good day and up and going. So let's begin with you. Usually watching something positive. What's going on there in the household?
You want me to bring the positive vibe to the show?
I'm trying.
I don't know about that. Let me ask you this, because here's the problem that I'm facing right now. I am watching Downton Abbey, and I really like it, but it's super depressing, and I still continue to watch it. Have you ever had shows where you had to literally say, okay, I need to get through the show because I can't stop watching it? It is interfering with my daily activities, because now I'm finding ways to watch it, like, in my free time when I shouldn't be watching things. Like, when I'm sitting in the car waiting on Blake to, like, pick her up from school, I'm like, ooh, I can watch 7 minutes of Downton Abbey. To where it's like, okay, here's your addictive personality coming through. To where, I don't know, it's just some shows have a hold over me. Yeah. Do you ever have shows like this that feel like unhealthy because you like them so much?
Well, not a show, but this past week I had to delete an app from my phone because I was playing so much blackjack and so much Texas Hold'em on this app, and because I love to gamble. And so, like, I love sports betting, but you know what I love more than sports betting? Like, table games. Like, I love to play poker, and especially love blackjack. And so, finally, I was like, dude, I have to, like... And it's amazing the things that they do to keep you ingrained and keep you addicted. Mm-hmm. Because then it's like, ooh, I just got 20 free spins on Samurai Slam? Let me go over here and now play the slots for a little bit. And finally, I was like, Michael, this is taking up way too much of your time. You're trying to stay off your phone. This is becoming unhealthy. So I quite literally deleted that app, because anytime I had some free time, instead of chilling or doing something a little more productive, like yesterday, I was like, I'm going to work out. I have some extra time. I'm not going to get on this phone and play games for an hour. So I deleted it, so I won't mess with it anymore. So, yes, just a different type of addiction.
I love that we both have semi-addictive personalities when I'm seeing you on my show.
Seriously. I'm getting so angry. I'm like, oh, God, a straight... You know, I'm like, what am I doing?
Well, because in that regard, it feels like you have more control over it. Because yes. I will say, in sports betting, you do your handicap, you do your research, and then you put it in the hands of the players. Like, once the game starts, there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, table games, you feel like you have some control. Obviously,
for sure.
You can't pick the cards that you're dealt, but there is some strategy involved that makes you feel like you have control.
Yes, I think that's a huge part of it. So, what I just finished watching, you ready for this? Stalking Samantha, 13 Years of Terror. This poor girl.
The Michael Jenkins biography.
This was a Catherine, the lovely Catherine suggested this one. She's like, this looks good. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Three episodes. Where is it on?
Three
Hulu?
Episodes?
Just three, which was good.
What?
In and out. You know, boom, done. So this is about a woman named Samantha Stites in Michigan, stalked for 13 years. And this is wild because the dude, Christopher Thomas is his name, absolute psycho, in year 13 finally kidnapped her. And she survived. But what's wild about this is the level that he went to stalk her. Like, he put trackers on her cars. And also the cars of her friends. So when she would say, I don't know how this guy is following me. I think he's watching me. Maybe he's tracking me. I'll go to the bar or I'll go to the beach with a friend of mine. He still knew because he put trackers on all of her friends' cars. And then after 12, 13 years, like, he had just countless videos of her, pictures. It was really weird. She got a restraining order against him, right? For 6 years, and he finally left her alone. But as soon the day that restraining order ended, he showed up again. And then she applied for another restraining order, and it got denied. And then when they went to trial, the judge who denied that restraining order was the judge in the trial. It's wild. It's a quick watch. I'm glad she's okay. 3 episodes. If you like true crime, worth your time.
I had the most woman thought ever. I was like, man, commitment issues much? You spent 13 years stalking her and never pulled the trigger? Come on, man. Show your commitment.
Oh, he showed his commitment, all right. Trust me. But in the end, there's a lot of commitment.
13 years? Can you imagine stalking somebody for 13 years? Like, that's a lot.
Yes.
Like, what was it? Did he ever say what it was about her specifically? They didn't talk to him, right? Or was this... Is this fictional?
No, this is real. This is real. This is a documentary. Yeah. And I will say, what's interesting is mainly it's just her talking, and she's exceptional at just kind of explaining her mindset, what happened, how it went down, the way she looked at it. You know, sometimes you hear victims speak, and certainly you feel it and you understand it, but she really went deep and just gave you sort of this broad-based, she painted a very clear picture of what was happening. And even one of the arresting officers was like, I've never met someone who was so eloquent and so talented at, maybe talented isn't the right word, was so great at being able to. Yeah, she's got a gift. But he's like, I walked in and I knew immediately I was talking with someone who was telling the truth and who gave us detail that we've never really had in any other case. Like, it was really remarkable the way she was able to explain it. You normally don't get that. And it's almost all her. And you just sit there and you're kind of riveted to her story. So it's really well done. And it's done by ABC News, which is nice, too. It's nice to have some type of news organization. Yeah, a credible source, because you can throw these things together very quickly. And when you actually have a news organization behind it, you can kind of tell they put the work into it. So, yeah, good watch. Tough watch at times, but it's pretty good.
Well, she is a 13-year veteran. She should know what she's talking about. Like, she's like the Tom Brady of being stalked. Like, she's got to be one of the greatest of all times.
Oh, man, that poor girl. I feel bad for her. But it's anybody else watching anything outside of that?
Peacemaker. Anybody watching Peacemaker?
Double D was saying that.
Yeah, episode number one on Max, HBO, whatever the hell they call it now, HBO Max. I mean, they be flip-flop. They need the commitment of what's-his-face. Anyway, the first episode, very good. Don't watch it with your children. There was a scene in a house with not a lot of clothes on, like a lot of people. Can't say the word on air, but you know. He plays
quarterback.
What we can say is
Scrabble.
That Alex Orji plays quarterback at UNLV, and that is what was happening.
Very good.
But outside of that, John Cena was fantastic.
That's what I keep hearing. Double D, you want to chime in quick? Because I know you love this show, too.
Peacemaker was great. I cannot express how much I'm enjoying, really quick, the new season of Dexter. Dexter Resurrection is being phenomenally well done. The writing is back to where it used to be with Dexter. It's magic. Absolutely magic. And the cast is amazing.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
I bet Dexter would like that stalking Samantha show.
He probably would. But now you have, you know, numerous choices here if you don't want to go into the true crime. Man, I got to break off there, but it's hard. It's hard. Going next on the show, can anyone challenge Clemson in the ACC? A preview is headed your way next. It is a daily tip, and it's here on the BetMGM Network. Hour 2, next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.